Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, back here on OMF, it's Patriots Monday. We're live down here at Judd. It's time for us to sit down and talk with Bill Belichick. It's all brought to you by Mass General Hospital Cancer Center, Every Day Amazing, by the Northeast Men's Clinic, specializing exclusively in men's sexual health. McFarland Energy, Frazier Engineering, and by your Boston area Mercedes-Benz deals. Hey, Coach, how are you?
All right, Clint, how you doing?
Doing the best we can, right? Doing the best we can.
I hear you.
All right, last week you talked about a little bit about effort. You didn't spend a lot of time talking about effort. The players talked a lot this week about urgency, getting off to a good start. That did not happen. How much does that concern you? There's one thing about execution. How much does effort, compete level, concern you here 2 weeks in a row?
It's the execution that really concerns me, yeah. We just...
More so than the effort.
Yeah, we're trying hard. We're just not getting enough done.
You know, before the game starts, you know, and you see a lot of energy, you see the guys getting into it, do you have any indication how they're actually going to perform based on the way they come out before the game or the way they come out during warm-ups?
I think you can tell when your team's ready to play. But that, I mean, you're playing against another team too, so sometimes that has something to do with them. But in the end, we've just got to do a better job of what we're doing. And we haven't done that the last couple of weeks well at all. So it's been across the board. So it's I think it's as much a question of trying and effort as just as execution, basic fundamentals. We're just coming up short in some fundamentals. So we've got to do a better job of coaching, got to do a better job of playing.
When you say fundamentals, like to defensive line, for example, just, you know, pad level, you know, gap integrity, even like a guy like Dietrich Wise, seemed like he came in and he provided a big spark as far as energy based on where the team was, just their body language. And he came in and seemed to, you know, change things up a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, look, it's all, I mean, at that point in the game, it's 13-10. We had just scored, had a couple chances to get off the field, and weren't able to do it. Detroit put together a long touchdown drive and ended up going up by 10. So, I don't know, similar to the way it was last week in Jacksonville in the third quarter, we got the ball after a turnover and had a chance to, you know, to really make it a game there, and we just weren't able to do what we need to do at that point. So, obviously, getting behind in both games early in the first quarter and at halftime is not where we want to be. So, a lot of things we can do better, that's for sure. We'll work hard at all of them.
Coach, you know, early in the year, I think a lot of people look at it and say, well, sometimes it is an extension of camp. And I was wondering the usage of Sony Michel. Is that he was a little down during camp, just the use of him, to get looks at him now? Is this just to kind of see what he is, throw him in that fire? Because it seemed like a lot of him yesterday.
Because that was an opportunity. Yeah, well, he's a good player. He's done a good job for us. He missed some time there in training camp, but he's been able to practice regularly and perform yesterday and got started in Jacksonville. So, yeah, we'll see how it goes.
What you see, because I also see James White and maybe inactivity. Some of the weapons that might be down or guys that aren't there, figured he would have a big role in this game, you know, passing game. And it didn't seem to be like he had that kind of role in this game.
He played quite a few plays, but and there were times we had two backs in the game. So I think we're utilizing all those players. They all have good skill. They've all been productive for us. So I think we'll continue to do that. We like all of them.
We've seen this before where your teams have got off to slow starts in September, October, or whatever. I know you don't like hearing slow starts, but it's been a history here. Is there a time where you need to really find out what certain players are capable of doing? Are you still going through that process right now?
Well, I think your team evolves every year, and the more you know about it, the more, hopefully, better you can coach it, the better job you can do. So, look, every team in the league is going through the same thing, so we're just doing the best we can with it, but we need to do better, and it's not anywhere near where we want to be. But nobody's going to solve that but us, so we just got to get to work and figure it out.
So when you acquire a player, draft, trade, free agency, or whatever, you think the player can do a certain thing within your system. You've got an idea of what he can do. And does it take a while? Do you look at it after a few games and say, we got to change his role a little bit. We got to do something differently because he can't necessarily do what we thought he can do, but maybe he can do this.
Sure. Yeah, I don't think we come into it with the idea that this is what the guy's going to do. We come into it with the idea of giving that player an opportunity in certain areas and see how it goes. And sometimes it goes well for a certain role. Sometimes it doesn't go as well for a certain role. But that doesn't usually happen until we put the player in that situation often enough. So it's not like we have a big set thing for him necessarily. It's usually what he earns and what he shows he's capable of or what he's good at.
So we can talk about Josh Gordon now. He's officially on the team. Saw him on the sideline. And I know this from being in the locker room and you know, being part of the team, how consistency and dependability is a big part of what you believe in. You know, those two qualities are probably the most important thing a football player can have, being consistent and being dependable. So far, since Josh Gordon has been in the league, he hasn't consistently been on the field and hasn't quite been the most dependable guy as far as his availability. My question to you is, what made you decide that he was a good fit for this team moving forward?
Well, when we just got all the information that we could acquire and assess, we wanted to add him on our team, so we did.
Are you worried about his consistency and his availability and his ability to stay interested and be available?
Well, no, I mean, there certainly hasn't been much evidence of that so far. So, but, well, I mean, we'll see. I don't know. Look, I'm worried about everybody's consistency right now. So, as a team, we all have a long way to go. So,
how much has he picked up in
worried
the
about?
Sorry about
worry
that.
About no, I'd say everything's needs to be more consistent, needs to be better, fundamentals need to be better, I mean, so forth. So yeah, we'll see how it goes. I don't know.
Was he I know he was deactivated, but I saw him out there running around catching some passes. Was that a medical reason, or was he just not ready to, I guess, take reps because he wasn't fully on board with what was going on with the offense?
Yeah, well, we listed everybody the way we listed them, and we made the decisions on game day based on what we felt was best for the team.
So you've had some guys come in short periods of time. How would you say his first week has gone as far as reacclimating him with the book and plays and where he's at?
Well, every player's different. Every position's different. Every situation's different because of the team that we're playing and where they are at that particular point in time and what the game plan is for that week. So we'll just take it day by day, week by week, with Josh, like we would with any player that would come in at this time of year. There's no real set formula. It'll just be different for every guy.
Have you seen that athleticism, that explosiveness, even though it's just been a few days? Like, you know, if last time we saw him, I know he played last year, but everybody goes back to 13. But does he look like that same guy to you?
All right. Well, we'll see. It's again, I think it's a little too early to put out any big evaluations at this point. As you know, a lot of performance is based on confidence and knowing what you're doing and being familiar and not thinking too much, but trying to play at a confident game speed. So we'll see how all that comes together.
When you say positions are different, is this a tougher position to just drop, plug, and play a guy that this offense, learning what he has to learn right now, there's a lot to absorb?
I think there would be a lot to absorb at any position. So that's why we wouldn't be able to teach a player the whole All the nomenclature, terminology, all the things in the playbook, we would just focus on the ones that we were using for that particular week in the game plan. Whatever that is, a third, yeah, a quarter, 40%, I don't know, whatever the number is, whatever it would be for that particular game, we focus on that and try to make sure that he would be able to do those things and then build as we go. But we wouldn't just start from scratch like you would at the beginning of training camp, and just build from the bottom up. Things are already moving, so we'd have to try to, we would try to get them what's pertinent for that particular week and catch up on some other things later.
So obviously Matt was going to make it a make a point to make sure that Gronk didn't hurt them. So a lot of double coverage with that on him specifically. Seems like he was getting a little bit frustrated, which I can easily understand. But as a coach, how do you get that defense out of that? Like, what has to happen for the off for the defense to say, okay, we can't cover Gronkowski with two guys anymore?
Again, they can call whatever they want to call, but I think any time you get into a situation like that, if you get hurt with enough other things, then you decide you can't keep doing what you're doing. But we weren't really able to force the issue last night like we would have liked to, and so there was never really a lot of pressure on Detroit. We were never able to put much pressure on either side of the ball.
Speaking of Rob Gronkowski, before the game, a report came up, Adam Schefter saying there's a deal in place with Detroit to trade Gronk. Gronk, after the game, actually confirmed that that was true. And I guess the question would be, you know, what goes into the thought process of trading a guy like Rob Gronkowski? I guess, or simplified, why would you trade Rob Gronkowski?
Yeah, well, I'm really focused on with the team, what we need to do this week for Miami. I'm not going to get into the last month, last year, 2 years ago, 10 years ago. I mean, there's question about that every day, but I'm really, Miami's on my, it's on my mind right now.
I will say this, though, Bill. It was unusual that a player, because usually everybody's tight-lipped down here, it's unusual for a player to actually confirm it. And I know a lot of times you don't want to deal with reports that are out there, media reports or whatever, but were you a little taken back or surprised that Gronk actually responded? There was no delay. He answered it right away. Boom. Yes, it's true.
Yeah, to be honest with you, I haven't read the commentary from yesterday, so I guess I'm a little behind on that.
All right. Well, he did say that. That's what Gronk said when the game was over. I just thought it was just out of the ordinary. Out of the ordinary. We don't usually hear that down here.
No, not particularly. Do you think, I guess as far as keeping these guys motivated, I asked you last week about how you would coach, after a big loss like this, and you guys spent the entire week, I'm assuming, coaching them up and, convincing them that, what was important and all the little things, make sure all the little things are taken care of. And then the game starts and it's almost worse than it was against Jacksonville, the first three drives, three and out. Against Jacksonville, there was Josh was screaming at the offensive players. Brady was screaming at the offensive players. What do you think it was that that created that slow start?
We didn't execute our opportunities well enough.
Coach, when you talk about execution, I know we always talk about like, you never want to be a repeat offender on this team. Is that what you're seeing? Things being repeated? Lack of execution? Is that a concern if that is the case?
Well, in yesterday's game offensively, it was a short yardage play. That was a third and six or seven play, and there was a third and 11 play. I think all of which were certainly doable. I think we've seen those plays executed well many, many times in those situations, but it didn't happen yesterday, so... totally different plays, totally different situations. But the results weren't what they need to be. So,
when we think of maybe the defensive backfield, lack of communication, you go back to that game last year against Carolina where guys were open and running around. And you had some young guys out there defensively in that backfield. Was it inexperience or was it some lack of communication? Could you put it on that game like you saw, remember, last year against Carolina?
What player are you referring to?
We had Jackson out there. I mean, Clausen out there, right? Some of these younger guys.
I mean, we have a lot of guys out there, yeah.
But I'm defensive. I'm just saying, is it lack of communication at sorts with some place?
Well, I mean, look, anytime you play a football game, there's going to be some errors that you make. We certainly made our share yesterday. I wouldn't say that was a... look, everything could be better, so pick out whatever you want. It could all be better.
When you have a situation like that where... Because we've seen it in the past where maybe the defense is having some issues or various aspects of it. And you keep on saying everything, and we can't argue with you because everything has been bad the last couple of weeks. How do you go to fix it? Obviously, you've got coordinators, you've got assistants. Is it a thing where everything has to be broken down in pieces, Bill? I mean, you got a game against a team that's 3-0 coming in. It's a divisional game coming in on Sunday. You're playing at home. How do you fix it between now and Sunday?
Yeah, we all just have to do a better job. Again, it's not any one person or one play or one thing. We just, you know, we all have high expectations. We all are capable of doing better than what we've done. And hopefully we'll be able to do that this week.
How did the guys, you know, how did they leave today after meetings? Were they in high spirits, you know, good attitudes after film breakdown?
Yeah, we'll do that tomorrow, Christian.
Okay.
Yeah, the players are off today.
Okay. Came in late this morning? Or early, I guess.
That's right. Yes.
So, Coach, I don't know if you saw it or not. Jimmy Garoppolo, obviously, I think his report's confirmed, ACL tear. I was curious, did you happen to reach out with him if you saw the play at all?
I haven't, no.
Have you reached out to him at all? Texted him or anything? See if he's all
right? Yeah. Look, any conversations that I had with anybody, be between me and that person, coach, player, former player, whoever it is.
All right, you ready for the drive
of the
week?
Yeah, let's go. I'm going to wrap things up with our Mercedes-Benz drive of the week.
You want Christian to pick it or you want to pick it, Coach?
I think there's only one you can choose from, Coach. Like,
all right.
I expected I was going to have to do this, so I'm going to go with the third quarter drive after
Juwan
Bentley. Good play by the young kid. Stafford throws it short. And then James White with the touchdown.
Good pick, yeah.
Yeah, it was a good pick. So that was our drive of the week brought to you by the Boston Area Mercedes-Benz dealer. Just real quick, though, Coach, any chance for is James White getting involved a little bit more? I know Lou talked about it a little bit. Seems like he's one of those guys you can count on, you know, as far as just a first and second down back as opposed to just maybe a specialist.
Sure. James is a good player for us. Been a very consistent player. You know, love all the things that he does. Sonny's done a good job. Rex has done a good job. I mean, we've had a lot of productive players at that position. I would expect we try to use all of them. But I have plenty of confidence in James, no doubt about that.
Conversation with the Coach brought to you by Putnam Investments. Putnam Investments and the New England Patriots, proud partners committed to an active game plan on the field and off. All right, good luck Sunday out here at the stadium with Miami.
Sounds
we'll catch
good.
You back here on Monday.
All right,
Coach. Yeah, thank you very much. Coach Belichick, Bill Belichick, right here on OMF. We're back taking your phone call, 617-779-7937. Next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.